Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Roundtable Sports Podcast. I'm your host, John Newman, and I don't have anybody with me today. We're going to be smoking a cigar to start the new year, and going to be talking about some of the news and things that are going on in sports. We got the NFL Super Wild Card Weekend coming up. We've got some great matchups. We've got the Cardinals taking on the Rams. We got my Chiefs taking on the Steelers. We'll get into all of the matchups here in a minute. We got last night's game between Georgia and Alabama to talk about. And it just goes to show that there's no quarterbacks that are there yet. And in college football, they're just it just doesn't seem like there's a guy that's there yet. Will we be proven wrong? Ultimately, we don't know yet. And we won't know, but it looks like there's nobody there in the college ranks that's going to be a good NFL quarterback. Bryce Young certainly doesn't look like his game is going to translate very well. We have Geno Smith getting arrested. I think that was earlier tonight when that news broke. Apparently he told the cop that the cop had a little wiener whenever he was getting arrested and was threatening them, the police, them being the police in this matter, after being caught going 96 miles per hour drunk. And that is the Roundtable Sports Dumbass of the Week. Yeah, give these guys more of a reason to just, add petty shit to what you did. CTE coming through, maybe. I don't know. Of course, this is going to get chalked up to CTE. Geno is a backup quarterback in the NFL. Although he has stepped in and played for Russ when Russ can't cook. I don't know. I don't know if this is a CTE situation or is this an ego situation. This is former Rich Rodriguez player here, and I don't want to say anything. I just don't really like a lot of things that have happened with his players after they moved on. Moving on from that. And an odd piece, I believe this was yesterday, this was Monday, I heard something out of the Aaron Rodgers camp from, like, his agent or something about, in the event that Green Bay makes the Super Bowl, expect a large, unrelated to football announcement from Aaron. Is that unrelated from football announcement? Like, what could it possibly be? I don't know. So, of course, Aaron Rodgers, their retirement, I don't know. I have no clue what it is. Maybe it's he's starting his version of what Travis did with the tight end U. He's doing quarterback U for these guys now that NIL is a thing and they can start to get athletes in college paid. I think it's a pretty cool fucking concept. If that's the route that he's going with it, that'd be pretty cool. That'd be a good announcement there for Super Bowl week. Advance the game, make it more inclusive there with the college ranks there, make the quarterback clubs that you all got for who the greats are. They are definitely not the same in college football. And in professional football, the greats of the game. Tom Brady would rank nowhere near great in college football, as would a lot of good quarterbacks. Things that I do want to talk about before we get into the NFL playoffs and the schedule that we're going to have with the NFL playoffs, we've got a member of the McGregor camp, Jesus, this cigar went out already, saying that his comeback fight is going to be against Charles Oliveira. I think that's bullshit, to be straight up honest with you, for him to come back and his first fight be a fight for the UFC lightweight championship after he's lost his last two fights to Dustin Poirier, who just stepped in there against the championship champion and lost to Charles Oliveira. No, it's not happening like that. And I get it, like, with the camaraderie, being a member of your team, like, only talk about, you know, fighters fighting guys, your fighter fighting a guy that's ranked higher. That way, you know, the name gets attached and you are further drawn, like, you're drawn further on the ladder, you know, like, you're up another rung because you've attached your name to somebody else. I see that. Peter Queeley saying this, no validity to it. Somebody's teammate saying that they're going to fight the champion in their comeback fight, in their first fight back from a very, very damaged knee, or not knee, leg, getting surgery. Yeah, I'm not buying it, especially coming off of two losses. What makes more sense there? Definitely him versus Nate Diaz. Definitely makes way more sense in that situation. You got a trilogy fight. You've got a rubber match. Does Conor want to fight him again? Because if he loses, it's over, bud. But that's almost the same situation. If you were to step in there with Tony Ferguson. And those are about the only two guys that I would root against Conor in a match with. Because I think stylistically, he should walk Ferguson across the cage if they were to match up. But I know he would not. I know for a fact Tony would have him in a sort of way that he's not used to. Same way that Nate put him in that way that he's just not used to. And he scrapped out a decision win the second time that they fought. So, come back, fight, my prediction, McGregor and Diaz 3. We'll see that. Now let's get into shout out Mizzou basketball beating the number 15 in the land Alabama basketball team this past weekend on Saturday. Let's get into these playoff matchups because there are some good ones here for Super Wild Card Weekend. I believe this is the first time we're calling it Super Wild Card Weekend. I'm not sure. This is the first time I've seen it be called Super Wild Card. But let's click that schedule. We've got Saturday. What are our playoff matchups? Holy shit. ESPN, get with it. Let's go. Wild Card. We have Las Vegas at Cincinnati Saturday at 3:30 in Cincinnati. So this Visaccia guy somehow got Las Vegas in there. I think that's his name, Rich Visaccia. I don't even know. That's a division opponent of my favorite team, and I don't know their head coach's name there, the Las Vegas Raiders. Taking on Zach Taylor and the Cincinnati Bengals. Obviously quarterbacked by Joe Burrow, one of the best young names in the game. And they've got Joe Mixon at running back. They've got Jamar Chase at receiver, Tyler Boyd at receiver. They've got T. Higgins out there also. On the defensive side of the ball, they've got some hitters. All around, I think Cincinnati should be the favorite. And I see no reason why the Raiders give them any trouble. Now let's move on to the game later that night, Saturday night, we're going to see the New England Patriots take on the Buffalo Bills. This one's a lot more exciting to me. This is a matchup that Buffalo lost a game in their stadium to New England in a game that New England only threw three passes. They definitely want that game back. I know as somebody who was a member of a high school team back in the day, you know, it's games like this, the chance to play them again. And you bet your ass New England is going to be sharp. They're going to be extremely sharp out there on Saturday. I could see this as an upset going to New England. Honestly, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pick the away team here. I'm going to pick the Patriots. Sunday, more full slate. We got a noon game, 3:30 game, and a night game there. Early Sunday game is Philadelphia going on the road against Tampa Bay. Nick Sirianni's leading the Philadelphia charge against Tampa Bay. Of course, Bruce Arians, Tom Brady just kicked Antonio Brown down the road. And I'll entertain it here for a few minutes while we're on the Buccaneers as a team. What Antonio Brown did was just set a very, very poor example to a lot of people. It's nothing like what you would want to do to represent yourself, to get another job, to get another shot in this league. He's done. He's done. Guy just said, to hell with it. He's done. Do I think it affects Tampa Bay? Do I think they lose to Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, and Philadelphia? Fuck no, they don't. Tampa Bay wins Sunday. Banger, bing, bong, boom. Cash it. We've got tickets going for $46, Bills Mafia. What the fuck? $46 for playoff tickets there, and it's a divisional game. Come on, a divisional game in the wild card round of the playoffs for $46. Get your asses in there, Bills Mafia. Sell that mug out. All right, back to Sunday's games. I said Tampa Bay. Now we got San Francisco going on the road at Dallas. I saw both sides of this actually be favored. There's not going to be any editing to this podcast. I'm sorry about all the cigar smoking and the time that it's taken between here. Where do I think that Dallas wins this game? Because from my perspective, this is Dallas's game to lose. Where do they win this game? They win this game on third down, definitely. Having third and manageable will be big for Dallas. Obviously, third and four, third and three, third and four, you're looking good with Zeke and Dak. You've got, if all else fails on your passing play, Dak can pick that up easily. If you don't, just chalk it up, just run zone. You got one of the best backs in the league. Just do it with that dude. I think Dallas wins this game being better on and it's a Mike McCarthy coach team here playing in the playoffs, so expect to be disappointed. Honestly, if you're a Dallas fan, don't expect to be lights out in this game. If you are, you are. If you aren't, you aren't. But you cannot hang on to this and say that this is going to be the statement game whenever you have Tampa Bay coming up or you have Los Angeles or, yeah, Arizona. So, and honestly, San Francisco were to win, they'd be the ones playing the Packers, and they don't want none of that. I don't know if there's an event there where Dallas would play the Packers, but that's always a classic matchup. But anyways, I think Dallas wins, and I'm not going to count San Francisco out because Jimmy was throwing some nice balls last week. Not going to lie, Jimmy was throwing some dots last week. Jimmy Garoppolo looking like a stud out there, son. But I'm taking Dallas still. Pittsburgh going on the road to Kansas City. We can get in there. Second lowest prices, actually third lowest prices there. For tickets to attend in person. This is much cheaper than the third-party market that's advertised on the radio that I was about to buy tickets from earlier, too. Interesting. 7:15 Saturday or Sunday. It's the Sunday night football game on NBC next week. Chiefs high, Pittsburgh low. Come on, let's get Big Ben's career over with. Let's get it over with. We're done. We're done, Big Ben. We're telling you, pack it up, bud. We're tired of seeing you. It's been a long, long run. You know, Kansas City ain't too far from Iowa. You ruined Kurt Warner's Super Bowl chance there for another one at the end of the run there with Arizona. We're not too fond of Big Ben for doing that, for finding Santonio Holmes and ruining an extra one for that guy Kurt Warner. But anyways, who's surprised that I'm taking the Chiefs? Nobody. What do we need to show that we're better at? Well, obviously, Denver's not that great of a team that we just played. We just played a Drew Lock. Well, kind of split our secondary a couple times, looked much better than he's looked all season long. That's alarming, especially to see that here at the end of the season with Snead back. It's like they were playing better without Snead now that he's back. Now they're, I don't know. And I'm not blaming Snead. This is definitely not Snead's fault. This is 110% Steve Spagnuolo's got something to do with this. He's got to learn to adjust to what the offense is doing. But I still see Kansas City high, Pittsburgh low, and let's move on. Arizona going on the road against their division rivals, the Los Angeles Rams. This one's fun, and I'm glad this one's the Monday nighter. I think we'll see Matt Stafford get the job done against Kyler Murray in Arizona. I think that's what we'll see. I've always been a Matt Stafford kind of guy. I've liked him since he came out of Georgia. One of the first quarterbacks I can kind of remember the entire process on, from high school to college to the NFL. So, definitely he's been in my life for a long time. Matty Ice, is definitely Matt Ryan's nickname. I don't know why. Matty fucking Lawn Darts is what they should call Matt Stafford, though. Fucking the gunslinger Matt Stafford. Fucking, yeah. Yeah, OBJ probably queefing out footballs. If they're up at halftime, maybe he does a fucking double fucking reverse fucking pregnancy on a football. Double reverse pregnancy on a football. He pops out twins in that bitch. Matt Stafford's got Cooper Kupp, definitely if the NFL gave out a Biletnikoff, the Biletnikoff of the NFL award. The Jerry Rice Award. I don't know if they have a Jerry Rice Award for best receiver, but they should. They should. They should call it the Rice Brick Foundation or whatever the hell the company his dad owned, that he was catching bricks from a young age. That's how he got his hand strength. Anyways, there's those three NFC West squads out there this weekend, and I have Dallas losing, and then of course that other matchup, one of them has to win. I'm going to take the higher seeded at home Los Angeles Chargers. So I'm taking all home squads except for New England. I'm going to take them on the road. Mac Jones, rookie quarterback. Buffalo. Do I want them to win? Do I want Bills Mafia to win? Yeah. You know they're going to be lit, but I also don't want the Chiefs to have to face that squad. So I would much rather face the New England Patriots. I'm going to pick the New England Patriots to get an upset there. They know that team better than we do. All right. Before we get out of here, anything else left to talk about? Let me scroll ESPN's front page here for a minute. We got Texas Tech, number 19, upset number 1 Baylor tonight. 12-3 Texas Tech. Red Raiders getting the job done. We have UFC Fight Night this weekend. There we go. Got to get some predicts in on Calvin Kattar versus Giga Chikadze. I don't know how to say his last name. I just know Giga. Giga. That's going to be a good warm-up. We've got Francis and Cyril Gane coming up next weekend as well. UFC Fight Night, Kattar versus, not Ige, Kattar versus Chikadze. All right, let's get the card, all the fights that haven't been scrapped from the card. Let's run down these. This is Tuesday of fight week, so this should be pretty much who's going. We've got Calvin Kattar taking on Giga Chikadze. Like I said, main event. We have a second headlining card between number 15 ranked welterweight Michel Pereira Lima and Andre Fialo. Then we got women's flyweight between Caitlin Chookagian and number 4 ranked Jennifer Maia. Chookagian number 2. She is a 180 favorite coming into that thing. Brandon Royval, 160 favorite versus Rogerio Bonturnan. That's a better matchup there. That's two top 10s in the flyweight division there. The ultra competitive flyweight division. Flyweight king Brandon Moreno probably going to be in there watching that. Probably. Let's see. We got Jake Collier taking on Chase Sherman in a heavyweight bout. There it is. Chase Sherman, underdog odds. Possible bet there for me. We'll see. And then a featherweight belt bout between Bill Algeo and Joe Anderson Brito. Is that the full card? That's it? Is that just the main, or is that the whole thing? It's the whole fucking thing, I'm pretty sure, guys. Because we are just getting that little small slot on ESPN to open up the year, whatever. We'll fight for our spots back in the prime time there on ESPN. They'll be showing fucking college basketball and shit to start the year out. That's what I've never understood. They will show us over baseball in certain, you know, markets where there's good games that people want to watch, but no, here you go. Here is these two college teams that only people from these two areas care about. We're going to show it to you on a national fucking scale. And I get it. College basketball draws a lot of betting, but fuck sakes, dog. This UFC ESPN deal, You know, there's things I like about it. There's things that I fucking hate about it. But most certainly, one of the things that I like about it is whenever it says it's an ESPN Plus thing, you don't have to switch between, you know, the lower card and the higher, the lower card and the high card and all that shit. You can just pick ESPN Plus stream of it, and then you get to watch it. That's nice. I wonder if there's Fight Pass prelims or something, if that's what I'm missing. Yeah, anyways, that's pretty much it. Predictions on that? I don't know. We'll just have to see. Great episode. This has been a terrible way to start the year. If you hung around and listened, thank you guys so much for listening to the Roundtable Sports Podcast. I'm your host, John Newman, and I am out. Peace.